roads lead to Cape Town and Greenpoint and Cape Town Stadium. Also, all the flights as well, including a man who's waiting at the airport, John de Villiers, former Western Province Stormers Springbok captain, but he's also had a stint at Munster. You wear several hats at the same time, but where's your allegiance this morning, John de Villiers?
Morning, Lester. Yeah, difficult question, that one, right? No, look, I suppose the majority of my career I spent, playing for the Stormers in Western Province, and as a fan, even prior to playing for them, and now a fan again, you can't look past that. So I've got an extremely soft spot for Munster and a real love for the team and the organisation there. But, playing at home in Cape Town, you've got to wear your blue.
Plenty of South African connection to Munster and the city of Limerick. It's yourself, it's Rassi, RG Snyman currently is in the Munster squad. What is the connection that South African, and particularly players that are connected with the city of Cape Town or the Western Cape, somehow get attracted to Limerick in Ireland?
Yeah, look, firstly, sorry for the noises here in the background. I am sitting at the airport flying back from Durban to Cape Town. Look, it's funny actually. When I joined Munster back in 2009, prior to that, they didn't have a lot of South Africans, that actually played for the club and that was associated with the club. You were probably looking at a Trevor Halstead that had a really good stint there, Justin Malk at a brief but very successful stint there as well, and then kind of I suppose the South African theme just grew on them as time went past and with pretty good success as well. So there's a definite link now and a strong South African link to that team, and certainly from a player point of view, those two, number four and five, not that the team's out yet, but they'll have a significant influence in the result of this game.
And also coaches, Jacques Nienaber, Johan van Gaan, Rassie Erasmus also had a stint coaching at Munster.
Yeah, so obviously Rassie and Jacques coached there, and then they came back to South Africa, and at the time Felix Jones was the assistant coach there, and then brought Felix back from Munster, and who's obviously now the attack and backline coach for the Springboks. Alad Walters was their fitness trainer at Munster. He brought them back, and he's the guy that got the team in tip top shape for the 2019 World Cup and the success of that. As you've so rightly said, very much a South African connection there.
You've turned largely your focus to the commentary and pundit side of the game. I really appreciate your analysis. I'd like you to look at some of the on-field battles. Let's start at the position that you are largely connected with, and that is the broader center position. Ruan Nel, Antoine Frisch, that's going to be a classic battle in the middle of the park, isn't it?
Yeah, look, I always say that, when you select your midfield, it's all about the combination. You can put two individuals that are brilliant together, but if they don't combine well, then you don't get the best out of them. And I think in Dan du Plessis and Ruan Nel, they've really combined well this year, and they've done, they've been so solid and stable for this team, and in a backline that's got so many X factor players. You need kind of that stability as well. You just need guys that can bash it forward and get you over the advantage line, and then also create a solid defensive line. So they've been really good in that. Malaka Fekitoa and Antoine Frisch for Munster has also been pretty solid in that midfield, and with obviously some experience, international experience there as well. Jack Crowley had a stint there, last week or in the semi-final for Munster, so it'll be interesting to see who they go for in the midfield. But when you ask me, the midfield battle is always a big one.
Dion Fourie, Peter O'Mahony, Dion O'Brunis is a legend of the game, but gosh, he's so active on the field. You wouldn't say what? How old is he? Is
nah, 34 years old? Yeah, I don't know. Probably older than that. You know?
36.
I hope he's listening, and then I'll say he probably looks older than me. When you talk about battles in that game, that is probably the battle that will determine the outcome. would be the breakdown battle. And Dion Fourie, as we know, has been absolutely sublime for the Stormers. When he hasn't been playing, you know, you can definitely see the difference in the team. But they did well without him in the semi-final. But, you know, the battle between him and Peter O'Mahony, you know, the leader of Munster, you know, he's such an influential guy for the Munster team. He's got loads of international experience, captain the British and Irish Lions. You get a tussle between two world-class players that will have a significant effect on the result of this game. So if there's one battle to look out for, it'll be the breakdown battle between those two guys.
And then finally, Manny Lebok versus either Ben Healy or Jack Crowley at fly-off. Manny Lebok, gosh, 3 weeks ago, gosh, quite a disappointing performance 3-4 weeks ago. But just the level of confidence he has been able to sustain during the quarter, semis, and hopefully into the finals. I wonder what's going to be happening, you know, with fly off tomorrow, particularly, you know, up against either Ben Healy or Jack Crowley.
Yeah, you know, again, maybe just talking about the Munster Flyers first, you know, it will be interesting, like I said, to see who they go for. Obviously, Jack Crowley, you know, is the up-and-coming guy, and I think, you know, someone that'll play quite a number of test matches in his career as well. You know, do they go with him at 10 or do they keep him at 12? You know, so and kind of stick to that combination. They'll probably go with him at 10, I'm assuming, and he'll be a threat for the Stormers. A bigger threat, though, would be Manny Lebok on the other side for Munster. Mm. As you mentioned a couple of weeks ago, he had had a poor showing, especially, you know, off the boot and kicking a goal, but then followed that up with two man-of-the-match performances, and that's what you want from him. So I think... You know, I think this game is a huge one for Marnie in terms of being able to solidify his spot in that World Cup group. I've got no doubt that it'll be there, but to show that it's a high pressure situation, it's a final. You know, a lot has been said about him, so I think we all know his capabilities and abilities of as a player, but now it's kind of the mental fortitude and whether he's able to take all the, you know, not just the pressure, but all the praise that he's received and say, well, okay, I'm going to put that to the side, just focus on my game and implement, you know, a good game. So if he can do that, you know, I've got no doubt that the team will do well. But like I said, on a personal and on a team level, this is an important game for Marnie, as is always the case with the Flyers, yeah. Unfortunately, in these kind of games. Mm.
You called time on a career when the Stormers were still playing at Newlands Stadiums. What do you think a sold-out Cape Town stadium would mean for the team? Second year in a row, we've really established ourselves, I think, as the team of South African rugby at the moment.
Yeah, look, I think, you know, from an attendance point of view, kind of the Cape side has always been the one that seems to generate bigger crowds, and create a good experience, whether that was at Newlands or now at DHL Stadium. You know, Newlands will remain Newlands forever in my heart and the memories that was created there, you know, as a fan and as a player. But the team has now moved on, and I think the same energy can be felt when you go to DHL Stadium, and they're building a fortress as such there as well. So I've got no doubt that the experience will be an amazing one. You know, it'll be extremely enjoyable. It'll be massive here, and hopefully, you know, the majority of the crowd can get the result that they want. Mm.
John, I just want to say, was a game at Newlands. Newlands will always be hold a special memory, and a special memory of for me, for you, it was in September 2014 against Australia. The rugby championship. Gosh, you got a brace. You got two tries in that game. It was absolutely special.
No, that was a special one for me. That was probably my most memorable game in my career, and the reason for that, it was my 101st Test match. Oh. So not only was I able to score two tries, you know, and we won the game, but I ran out with my two daughters. My wife was there pregnant with my son. You know, obviously we won the game. My parents, my brother, everyone was there, my friends. So it really was everything that I love all thrown together, you know, in one day. So yeah, a very memorable one. Yeah, and those are the moments and the memories that you stick to and remember.
Well, let's make more memories tomorrow. Jean de Villiers, former Stormers Springbok captain, also ran out for Munster in his career. Thanks so much for joining us on his way back home, flying back from Durban.